You are Locked On Clemson, your daily podcast on the Clemson Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Clemson Nation, and welcome to the Locked On Clemson Podcast. I'm your host, Ellis Tolbert. Happy Friday, we've made it. This week has felt so long, but that's 2021 for you. It feels like just an extension of 2020. But we're here. We got a great show for you all. First up, we're going to be previewing the Clemson-North Carolina basketball game this Saturday. That's tomorrow up in Chapel Hill with the one and only host of the Locked On Tar Heels podcast and the Locked On College Football podcast, Candace Cooper. She's going to get you covered for everything that you need to know. We're also going to be talking about Jamie Skalski, the return. He's going to have a sixth season. That's going to do a lot for this Clemson defense. And then lastly, we're going to talk about DJ Uiagalelei, new quarterback one for the Tigers. We're going to tell you a little bit about his story, what we saw out of them this season, and where do we go from here. Jam-packed show today. Get ready. Here's the interview with the one and only Candace Cooper. Let's go. All right. I am pleased to be joined by the host of the Locked On Tar Heels and Locked On College Football podcast, Candace Cooper. Welcome to the show, my friend. How do you like the fact that both of our teams got blown out essentially in the bowl games?
You know, we weren't blown out. Can I just say that Carolina wasn't blown out to the end? Like, it wasn't until our defense went to sleep with 5 minutes left. They're feeling too good. And I just, you know, our defense is not quite there. And it proved itself true in those last 5 minutes of the game. But the Aggies were holding tough. And Carolina, I was shocked that they were in the game. But unfortunately, my under was certainly not pleased with the two touchdowns at the end. But Carolina, you know, whatever. It's Carolina football, so you can only get so excited about that. But yeah, Clemson, I was not expecting that blowout. I was not expecting Justin Fields to go off like that. A couple cracked ribs, that's all it takes to be great. Then shoot, Sam Howell, if you're listening, I'm just playing. But yeah, that was a crazy game.
That guy is a monster. I don't want to think about that game anymore. It's rear view mentality for that one. I agree with you, though. I think North Carolina football, it's kind of the opposite of Clemson. I wouldn't say you guys got blown out, but where we looked like we were in control very early, you looked like you were in control very early as well. But, you know, it was game over for us in third quarter. You guys were still there, and I just think some bad breaks. But, hey, it is what it is. Next season is going to be Clemson ACC versus the UNC Tar Heels in the ACC championship game. So get ready for it. We're not here to talk about that, though. We're here to talk about the Tigers going up against the Tar Heels this Saturday in men's basketball, something that we haven't really been excited about before in the future, in the past. So I don't know how to feel about it. We know that the Tigers will be heading to Chapel Hill to take on the Tar Heels this Saturday in Dean Smith, and tip-off is set for 7 o'clock for ESPN. Give me your immediate thoughts on this game. What's the first thing that pops up in your head when you think Clemson, North Carolina?
Well, I think Clemson finally got the opportunity to beat the Tar Heels at home. It was, they're what, 1-59 now when it comes to being in the Dean Dome. And it was just so on brand for how Carolina performed last year in the 2019 season. But I'm hoping that that's not the case. If anything, I've seen the progress of this team to stay in games and to fight and just, you know, play by play, literally, it comes down to final possessions for all of this season. And if Carolina fans know anything about us having heart attacks, it's going to be like that this year. And I think that Clemson is going to have their way with us personally, but I'm just hoping that our bigs can step up. Because I said for the Miami game, oh, our bigs are going to do so great. They're just going to dominate the boards because they don't have height. We have such a big advantage. And then look at us, looking right silly, not being able to possess nothing, over 20 turnovers. It was just, I can't even, I'd be going in on Locked On Tar Heels. But yeah, I feel like Nick Honor is going to give us the business. I don't know. Something in my gut says he wants to win twice. Why not? Right.
I kind of have the same feelings too. I'm not so confident about beating this team. I know North Carolina has had their issues this season with it's a myriad of things throughout the couple losses you guys have had this season. But honestly, we're, like you mentioned earlier, we're going to the Dean Dome. We're 1-59 up there. We just don't beat you guys very often, especially not up there. It's not going to happen. But this year feels a little different. And we'll see how this happens again. I'm kind of on the fence, and you think that they're going to have their way with the Tar Heels. So that's strange. But Tell me what we need to know about this Tar Heels team. You talked about how they had some issues here and there. You know, what are some players that we should be watching out for? What's something that we should know?
Well, you know, Leaky Black is coming off one of his best games, career high, making 3-point shots that he's only made three in his entire time at Carolina, and made, he was 4 for 4 yesterday, or when was it? 2 days ago against Miami. So he is certainly feeling it, felt a way about getting benched. He is in his senior season, so he is coming with the heat. Andrew Playtech, he is our, you know, I'll call him our white chocolate, right? Every now and then he just gets some great shots for him to really execute plays. Had a running jumper to win the Hurricanes game. And then, you know, you've got Garrison Brooks, who was the preseason ACC player of the year, who hasn't had the best go at it right now. But I think I say every time we play, I'm like, Garrison is due for a big game. So I'm hoping that this is against the Tigers. But hey, when it comes to players that you should be feeling good about, it's our backcourt, because they are terrible. Caleb Love and RJ Davis combined for 5 points against the Hurricanes, and they turned the ball over a total of 20 times. And so we're trying to figure out how to facilitate an offense. We're trying to figure out how to create an offense, how to do inbound passes to our bigs. We're trying to figure that out. We're still learning. Unfortunately, having freshmen lead your squad, be floor generals, doesn't always go well. And they are certainly not Raymond Felton's of the world. They are not Kobe White's. They are not anybody you think who is supposed to be a floor general for Carolina, leading a Carolina type offense. They are not that.
You know, and it's so, like I said, I keep talking about this because it's strange. We know that the Tar Heels are the standard along with Duke in the ACC, and not just the ACC, just the country. But to see sort of some of these issues spill over from last season to this season, you know, maybe it's strange. Now, you do have Harris out, Manley out, but you do have some players that stepped up, like you mentioned. But the backcourt issue is something that I definitely think could be an issue going into this game, considering Clemson is one of the best teams defensively in the country, only really allowing people around 57 points per game. In the ACC, it's a little bit more just because we only have one game to go off of, and that's Virginia Tech. So I'm just wondering how Clemson matches up with you guys. If they get on a streak, is Clemson able to be able to match that shooting a little bit as well? Clemson hasn't been very good from the floor this season. They've been really good with creating turnovers and getting to the free throw line and being accurate there. But some of the other spots, we keep teams from scoring a whole lot, but we also don't score a lot. So I'm just concerned about it. And like I said, traveling up to Dean Dome, I just don't know how to feel about it. But while I've got you here, just be straight up with me. What is your game prediction? Do you have a score? What are you being told right now?
You know, if I was a betting person with my BetOnline.ag, who has not done me well when it comes to Carolina athletics, I will tell you that I always get a little too excited about how much offense I think that they can create. I really think it's going to be another 68-72 Tar Heels win. I always bet with the house, right? But at the end of the day, I think Carolina is struggling, just like Clemson, to find some offense. And I will say Carolina knows how to get some offensive rebounds. They know how to capitalize on second and third chance points, but they do turn the ball over. So can Clemson provide you with some fast break points? That'll be the key in the difference maker, because we certainly saw, again, Miami going up 9-10 points on the heels. So if Clemson can get a nice run in and they can just play great defense, it'll be a close game, I can honestly say.
Clemson's been doing all right with their scoring as of late. A lot of last second shots to really help them win these last two games. NC State won a thriller down and by 1 point against Miami down in Coral Gables. I'm more along with you. I think similar game. I'm just kind of on the fence about it, but I got to root for my team. I got to pull for my team. I'm going to say somewhere around Clemson 68, North Carolina 65, in a game that's really going to look like, hey, whoever wants to win this has to win it in the last few seconds of the game. Whoever can get the, you know, most turnovers in this game probably will win it. So I agree with you on that one. And Candace, thank you for joining me tonight. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Do me a favor and tell everyone where they can find you.
absolutely, please follow at Locked On Heels on Twitter or me personally at Candace D. Cooper. You can follow Locked On Tar Heels, where we love to talk Carolina shop. If you want to hear a little jabs towards Clemson, hey, I can do that too. It happens quite often. I'm not gonna lie, but it's cool. Certainly glad my man Trevor is taking his talents to the next level, because it opens the door for ACC play. But you can also find me on Monday's show for Locked On College Football. I host that with the group. Unfortunately, Clemson won't be there as I talk this Monday with the national championship crew, but a round table discussion between Ohio State and Alabama. So if you're trying to just, you know, get some more Justin Fields jabs in, hey, join the crowd in the show. It'll be good. It'll be fun. So I appreciate you again, Ellis, for having me. And, you know, it's weird to talk basketball right now because I'm still like in football mode, but hey, I'm certainly glad we're having a season.
Yeah. I mean, after all we've gone through this season, I'm just so happy. And you know what? But, you know, hey, if we can't, my teams can't go down with two consecutive losses. So I'm going to call you a goat on this one. And I can't wait to talk to you later about it. I'm going to be listening to the Locked On College Football podcast, the Locked On North Carolina podcast. And if you're a Clemson fan that wants to know more about North Carolina, a team that we're going to see a lot in the future, please go check out Candace Cooper. She's got you covered. Thanks, Candace.
Thank you.
Are we ready for some football? College football heads into the national championship this Monday. Super excited about that. The NFL regular season is over. Playoffs are here. Super excited about that. If you're, I guess, an Eagles fan, you're not. All that stuff going on. But if you want to know the numbers, if you want to know the bets, if you want to know all the spreads and get everything correct so you can win, there's only one place that has you covered, and there's only one place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. ...2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're all in here at Locked On Clemson. Thanks for sticking around with us. We just got some really good news yesterday. Jamie Skalski, linebacker for the Clemson Tigers, will be returning for a sixth season. Of course, he took advantage of that extra season of eligibility from the COVID-19 pandemic. They allowed everybody to come back if you want to. A lot of players are like, hey, no, I'm just going to go ahead and go. We've already heard about the few guys that we know will be leaving, Travis Etienne, Trevor Lawrence, and Jackson Carman. So far, Jamie Skalski is the first guy that we didn't know that could go is going to come back. And that really injects a lot of life into this Clemson defense. They needed a guy like Jamie Skalski to come back. And we'll talk about that. But this guy, you know, he's got a sour taste in his mouth, probably angry. I don't blame him. Now, think whatever you want about the hit. You know, he's probably, you know, thinking I got to do better in that regard. But at the same time, you're a linebacker. You're supposed to come with that bravado. You're supposed to come with that grit. If you don't have that, then I don't want you playing on my defense. I don't want you going out there trying to soft hit and let players down. You want to know, let them know, you know, that you're in control, and he's that kind of linebacker. He just looks like a prototypical linebacker, too. He's got that neck roll. He's just mean. That's what I like. But, again, he's got a sour taste in his mouth. The last two games that he's played in postseason, you know, was not very good. He got ejected in both of them. You look back to the Sugar Bowl, he gets ejected. When the game was going Clemson's way, defense was playing pretty well. Game goes downhill after that. Then you look to this past week or so, whatever, I don't even remember. It's out of my mind now. Playing Ohio State, goes up, lays a lick on Justin Fields, ends up getting ejected. The game goes out of control for the Clemson defense. Not necessarily because only he can make the defense run, but I think he is the guy that brings the confidence, the swagger to this defense. He's also the guy that communicates with everybody on the defense. He's the reason why they're lined up the way they are. He's getting the play in from Brent Venables. You can see him. He's always shouting to the D-line, move over, stunt, slant. And then he turns around and talks to Nolan. Nolan's out there talking to the rest of the guy. He gets everybody set. He's also one of those players with a lot of experience. Obviously, you've been in college for what will be your sixth year. You know the playbook in and out. You know what Brent Venables wants, and you know how to really execute it. Not to mention, he just has fundamentals down. He's one of those guys that's not going to necessarily get beat. I remember there was a point in time where Jamie Skalski was a young buck, and you were kind of afraid of him, and you were like, I don't know if I want that guy to come in. He's just too young. He's too reckless. He's like Ben Bulwer, but not as good. No, he really ended up being probably better, in my opinion, than Ben Bulwer. And that's no disrespect to him, but the guy's bigger, he's faster, he's smarter, and they both have that grit to them. So, you know, I'm really happy about getting a guy like him back because that's going to help with the rapport of the linebacker core. You're going to get your entire starting linebacker core back. Baylen Specter will be back. You'll have Mike Jones Jr. who will be back. And now Jamie Skalski across that middle. You know, it's not necessarily going to help that you're still going to have Jake Venables be out for a little bit because of that arm. Hopefully he'll get back in the swing of it because we need him to be ready for after next season, after the 2021 season, because he's probably going to be the man unless somebody else steps up. We'll talk about that too. We saw some growth on this linebacker core because Jamie Skalski missed some time this season. You saw guys like Jake Venables come in, you know, and it is what it is. There was times where he looked like, hey, this guy is finally getting it. And then there's other times where he just looked like he was a fish out of water. And then you had Kane Patterson, a really young guy who I think will have a promising future at Clemson playing linebacker, no matter if he's playing Mike, Will, or Sam, really getting in and playing for this Clemson defense. But then there was one guy that we were all kind of iffy on. We didn't really know anything about him. He was redshirted, and then he comes in and he's ready to play this season, and that's Vontae Bentley. We saw him in some games go out there and really light it up, really turn it on. I want to look to the game against Virginia Tech. He really showed that, hey, this guy can play Mike linebacker. He could be that Stephon Anthony type guy for us in the future. But again, now you're going to have an extra year with those kind of guys if you're Jamie Skalski to teach them, to get them ready, and then also get some more tape for the NFL for yourself. I think he has a better shot to the NFL than Ben Bulwer did just because, again, the measurables matter. And then also, you get a chance to maybe go back and redeem yourself, maybe get another national championship. The other guys have already gone. It's a business decision. I understand that. But for Jamie Skalski, you've got unfinished business, and you can get it done. And I'm excited about him. This is really going to be the one piece that's going to make this Clemson defense be back on top. I talked about losing Jordan Williams and Niles Pinckney the other day. But we do still have Tyler Davis. We do still have Brian Brzee and Trey Williams and Demonte Capehart, and getting in Peyton Page is really going to help this D-line solidify itself. And if we can get some great play out of these defensive ends this coming year, you're talking about getting Justin Foster back. Hopefully you can figure out what's going on with Justin Mascall. XT can finally get back in action. KJ, I want to see what happens with a guy like Greg Williams. What does he do? Of course, he was new to playing defensive end. Plus, you're bringing in two really good and promising guys in Denhoff and Patterson. We did not get Foreman, of course. We know that he signed with the USC Trojans, which is a terrible decision in my opinion. But it is what it is. Clemson's defense will be back on track. Now, let's see what happens with the rest of the defense. Do you get back a guy like Darion Kendrick? Does he listen to the NFL? Or does he come back to refine his craft, maybe get back in there and redeem himself for some of the bad play that he had later on in the season? And then you're also going to have some more years out of guys like Andrew Booth. He'll be a third-year player now. You have Sheridan Jones. Malcolm Green will be a second-year player. I don't know what's going to go on with Nolan, but we got to get better in the safety spot. I didn't think the safeties played as well as we thought they should this season, but we'll see what happens. Again, I'm just super excited about this defense. Man, if they can get back to playing the level that we expect, look out. Especially if they play complementary football with the offense. And hey, the offense has a chance to be just as good, if not better, than it was this season. We'll talk about that more because in the next segment, we're going to be talking about DJ Uiagalelei, the new starting quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. What can he do with all the talent around him? What can Clemson do to maximize his abilities and maybe get him a ring or two for the Tigers? More coming up next on Locked On Clemson. A college football season like no other will crown its champion. And unfortunately for us, it will not be the Tigers. But the Locked On Podcast Network will be covering it from all angles. Listen to Locked On Buckeyes and Locked On Bama for in-depth expert local coverage of each team. Subscribe to Locked On College Football for previews and recaps of its final showdown for this season's college football championship. Hey, if you're a Tigers fan, maybe next year. Final segment of Locked On Clemson here, and we're going to talk about the new starting quarterback at Clemson, so long as nothing crazy happens. That's DJ Uiagalelei. Super excited about this kid. He's got some huge shoes to fill, but he is one of the next great quarterbacks for Clemson, in my opinion, and we've seen glimpses of that. We'll talk about that and some things that they can do to really make this kid successful in his future at Clemson. The first memory I have of DJ Uiagalelei was a show called QB1, and I know you guys probably know what I'm talking about. If you don't, think it's still on Netflix, right? I'm sitting there watching it. It's following quarterbacks around the country that are coming out, getting ready for college football, and showing their journey onto the football field to wherever they're going to play college football. And they were covering St. John Bosco out in California in Bellflower. The quarterback that they were following, though, was not DJ. He was actually like an extra in the movie, the show. He wasn't an extra, but he didn't have like a story back line in this. It's just kind of like they were going after the kid. I think his name is Real. He ended up playing quarterback at, Iowa State or something like that. I don't know if he's still there or not, but DJ was kind of there. Now, this kid was really good, Real, but he ended up having some issues. He was a little undersized, and he got hurt. So, DJ inserted himself into the starting lineup, and then they really started to see how talented this kid was, and it was a battle. It was a back-and-forth battle until the point where they were like, this DJ kid's going to be our future. Thank you, Real. And the crazy thing is, as I'm sitting there watching this show, not even really on my radar. Of course, you got to think at that time, you still had Trevor Lawrence coming in, and, he's the future. You just came away from Deshaun Watson, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, it would be really cool to get this kid. When they said, oh, he's going to come in at 6'4", 250 pounds as a freshman in high school, I was like, this guy is going to be a monster in college wherever he goes. Maybe he'll consider Clemson. I don't know. Somehow, we had that connection with Coach Jason Negro of St. John Bosco, and we ended up doing it. Clemson's expanding their recruiting footprint. I mean, they're going to other places now. Texas, they're going to Georgia recruit and winning, which is crazy. They're going out to California, Canada with a guy like Ajoa Joe. These things we would never even think about back in the day. Now we're getting it. And like I said, I'm sitting there watching, hoping, man, maybe we can get on this guy's radar. We're QBU. We've had quarterbacks come here that won national championships. Maybe we can do this, right? We get this kid. And it's just so awesome. And his first season at Clemson, he gets two starts in relief of Trevor Lawrence, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, by the way. And in two starts, mind you, one of those games was up in South Bend against, at that time, the number four team in the country, literally throws for almost 1,000 yards in just those two games. So he's shown you what he can do. He didn't even really show his running ability yet. He did a little bit against Citadel. He did a little bit against Miami. He actually ended up getting hurt. This is why he didn't run a lot against Boston College or Notre Dame. But the kid has wheels, too. He can move. For a 6'4", 250-pound guy, he's awesome. And let's talk about that rocket that he has. Everybody talks about how strong Trevor's arm is. Well, this guy's arm is actually stronger than Trevor Lawrence's, and he's more stout. So I think in the future he's going to be great. Plus, his second season, his first season as a starter, actually, you're going to be bringing in his high school favorite target and receiver, Bo Collins, out in St. John Bosco. This guy is going to be signing with Clemson early. He's going to be there in spring. If we can do things in spring, hopefully everything will be back to normal. He's going to have a plethora of guys out there, but he's going to have his favorite target, a guy that he already has rapport from high school with, out there on the field with him. So I think what's going to happen is you're going to see Clemson's passing attack just flourish. Now, what we talked about before, something we are really been honing in on this show, and I think Clemson fans all feel the same sentiment. You got to get this offensive line straight, because not only do you need protection for him when he's dropping back, but you also got to be able to run the ball. That way Clemson can be balanced and actually win some matchups. So I think if you get Clemson some good offensive line play, you get some good production out of your running backs, DJ has a chance to not only win a championship, but maybe win 2-3. He has a chance to do it. This Clemson team can be really good. And like I said, this defense is going to be retooling and bringing back some key pieces. I really think that if you get DJ settled in, we've already seen what he could do with his arm. He could be a monster for this team. We'll talk more about this as the season progresses through spring and then also definitely summer. We want to see what's going on with that. I think he will be a phenomenal quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. And with that said, we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Twitter at Ellis Tolbert. That's ELLISTOLBERT. I'd love to have you there. Also, make sure to subscribe to the Locked On Clemson podcast. That way you can get the episodes as they drop 5 days a week. You don't want to miss a single one. And please rate and review the show. That would help us out more than you know. As always, it's great to be a Clemson Tiger. I'll catch you guys on Monday. You know, we'll see what's happening. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the Ohio State-Alabama game. I don't know how to feel about it. I'm in my feels, but it is what it is. I'll catch you guys next Monday. Go Tigers.